Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Hi there. Welcome back to the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Lindteigen. Today, I want to talk to you about business ownership and productivity, and I want to go through a concept that has helped me to get more done in less time, allowing me to work fewer hours and have more time for the other things that I want to do. So, and that is the big three. I choose three items each week that if I get these three done, even if it's nothing else, if these are the only three items that I get done in a week, they will move my business forward. This is what I want you to think about, my friend, as you're working on your own, your entrepreneurship journey, you're trying to get your systems in place, you're trying to make yourself more productive, you're trying to be able to work fewer hours. I want you to really stay focused on what can I do to move my business forward. So when I choose my big three, I generally do it each Monday morning when I come in. And honestly, lately I haven't been working Mondays. I've been doing it on Tuesdays because I'm trying to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this year. So I come in the morning and I look at what do I have that I need to get done this week. Do I have any deadlines? Do I have any client work that needs to go out? Do I have any trainings that I need to put together for my students? Do I have podcasts to record, etc.? What do I have that needs to be done? From there, I look to see which of these items that need to be done tie to my goals for the month or the quarter. If there is something that ties to a goal, then that is likely going to be a higher priority item. If not, then I look at it just from a deadline standpoint, which items need to be delivered by what date to really start to determine what I'm going to prioritize for the week. So I choose my three, my big three for the week. So right now, I know you're going to hear this in November, late October, early November. I'm actually recording it after Labor Day. So I'm recording about 6 weeks in advance right now, 6 to 8 weeks in advance. I'm trying to get these batched. I'm actually battling a little bit of a cold today, so it's not a lot of fun, but I figured I had to get up. I had my student call. I wanted to try to do as much of this as I could. So for me, my big three for this week included getting all of my October content done. So I wanted to go ahead and make sure that I got my blog posts edited, I get my podcasts recorded, and I get my social media content done for the month of October. Those are my big three this first week of September because I like to make sure I'm at least a month in advance so that I have time to get my images back from my graphic designers and to get things uploaded and planned and scheduled. And it helps me to make sure that I maintain consistency. Now, because I'm not feeling great, I'm not going to push myself a ton, but I went ahead and recorded my first two November podcasts as well because I was ready and I was doing them and I was like, okay, I'll just go ahead and do it. And that way I'll only have one more recording day that I'll need to do later in the month. So the big three for this week being the social media. So what you want to think about is what do you have that you need to do that will move your business forward, and then break that down into three items. So like I said, this week, mine happens to all be tied to social media, all be tied to content creation. So it's getting my podcasts recorded, my emails ready, my social media scheduled, etc. It's like going through and doing the content production week because I'm trying really hard to get the content production all done and out of the way 1 week each month. So then the rest of the month, I can choose other big three priorities, things like recording a new webinar for you or updating my course or taking care of my clients, things like that. So what I want you to think about as you're laying out the week, and we've talked before about planning your week and really looking at your calendar and realistically and where are you at and what can you do? Like this week, I have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to work because yesterday was a holiday and I'm taking Friday off. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, what amount of work can I get done in those 3 days? Also knowing that I don't feel great this week. Like I've got a headache, I've got a cold. We've been back in school 5 weeks, but somehow last week was when the kiddo got the back to school bugs and, you know, he got a cold. And when you have a kid and you're taking care of them, you get the cold from them. So now mom's dealing with a cold. So I wasn't going to work crazy hours this week. So my big three became kind of simple. It was just to do all the content. What you want to look at is what hours do you have? What do you need done? Look at your goals. What do you have that ties to your goals? And then lay out a plan and go ahead and write out for yourself. These are the big three things. If I get just these three things done this week, it's going to be great. If I can do more, that's even better. But as long as I get these three done, I am continuing to move my business forward. That, my friend, is going to make a bigger difference for you than just about anything you can do. We can't do everything. So we need to do what we can and do it as good as we can and within the time that we have available. Today's a pretty quick and easy one. If you have questions about how to use the big three or how to prioritize it, you know, let me know. You can always DM me at Etched Marketing Academy on Instagram. But think about the planning. So if you haven't yet done your planning, you haven't yet set your goals for the quarter. We've had episodes on both of those recently. Go back and listen to those and then create your goals. Do your plan. Choose your big three. And then let me know, did it help you to stay focused? Because I personally find it helps me to stay very focused if I know these are the three main priorities that I need to get done this week. It's a lot easier to get in, get done, be productive, and get on with my life. And I don't have to work as many hours because I'm focused and I'm getting it done. All right, let me know if you have any questions. I will see you back here next week for another episode that's all about your productivity and running your business mindset, all of that. And then make sure you also tune in for your SEO topic this week. All right, thanks so much. Bye for now. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram at Etched Marketing Academy, and I will see you right back here next week.